Hiya, I'm Kato, and welcome to the Land of Hearts. Remember to go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm to pick up your magic playbook, okay?
And now, Chapter 4, The Trouble with Time. Kato and Hammy stumbled out of the hole into chaos. A party was in full swing. Voices clamored all around them. There were mice, owls, and rabbits of all sizes. Every now and then, a large purple rabbit wearing a bright red hat with yellow stars shouted,
"All change!"
And it became even more chaotic as everyone scrambled around.
"A party, Hammy. Let's join in. It looks fun."
Kato trotted forward to where a table sat laden with cakes and, best of all, glasses and glasses of ice cream. Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, orange, every imaginable flavor was there. Hammy scuttled after his exuberant little friend. But just as they reached for the ice cream, the purple rabbit jumped in front of them.
"Welcome, welcome, dear guests. I don't remember inviting you. But never mind, it's my birthday and I can invite anyone I like."
"Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Rabbit.
Your friend, the spotted dog, sends his greetings to you."
"Spotty? Of course, my dearest friend. A little mad, disappearing and appearing the way he does. But quite harmless."
Rabbit answered absent-mindedly.
"Have a piece of cake?"
"Yes, please. Thank you."
Kato reached out, but before he could take a piece of the delicious chocolate cake, Rabbit leapt back hurriedly, his nose twitching in agitation.
What? "You thieving little bear! You've stolen a piece of my very special birthday cake! How could you?"
"Wait, Mr. Rabbit. We didn't steal your cake. Look, it just looks like it's gone, but it's still there. Let me show you."
All around, a sudden silence fell upon the party as every creature gathered around, curious to see what would happen next. A few were heard muttering,
"Good for them. At least someone got to eat something, not like us."
"Yeah, that's right."
"Oh, my dear little bear, yes, I see. I am so awfully sorry. Please, please, do sit down and let's all eat."
Rabbit bowed, ushering Kato and Hammy to two of the six chairs around the table.
How did Kato solve the mystery of the missing piece of cake? Try out Magic Playbook Activity 12 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
Our two tired friends sat down, happy that at last they could rest a little after all their heady adventures. Rabbit moved around the table, pouring steaming hot chocolate into each cup.
"Drink up, everyone, and tuck in. Not a single piece of food must remain."
"Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Rabbit."
Kato's eyes twinkled brightly as he sipped his hot chocolate. Wiping his mouth, he picked up a spoon, ready to scoop some ice cream onto his plate. But before he could do so, Rabbit cried,
"All change!"
At the same time, a large clock above their heads chimed.
"Party time!"
A baby owl nudged Kato, squeaking,
"Move on, move on! To the next chair!"
When everyone had settled down, Kato once again reached for the helado. This time, he managed to scoop some onto his plate. But just as he was about to pop a teaspoon of rich, cold strawberry ice cream into his mouth,
"All change!"
And again, everyone scrambled for the next chair.
"Come on, Kato. I don't think we're going to get any ice cream after all.
Hammy pulled a dejected Cadeau away from the table after they've gone around the table twice and were no closer to eating any ice cream. Two identical blue mice popped out from behind a bush covered with bright red flowers.
"We're Dormouse and
Deermouse,
and you haven't heard what we've written!"
cried Dormouse.
"You can't go without hearing that!"
squealed Deermouse.
"We'll read it to you anyway!"
squeaked both triumphantly.
"It's a riddle! Oh, you like it!"
Dormouse bounced up and down excitedly. Chimed in Deermouse.
"It grows old and wise at the blink of an eye,"
chirped Dormouse. Cadeau looked around and pointed up.
"There she is."
"Did you spot her too? Well done. You've mastered Magic Playbook Activity 13 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
Deermouse rubbed his paws gleefully.
"The sun shines bright as it can,"
began Dormouse.
"The moon shines brightly as the sun,"
continued Deermouse.
"You got it wrong, silly. Can't have both day and night at the same time."
Dormouse stamped his foot.
"No, I haven't. You got it wrong yourself,"
squeaked Deermouse indignantly, jumping quite a few inches into the air. Soon, the two mice were rolling in the grass, squeaking shrilly as they wrestled with each other.
"Come on, Hammy. It's time we left this place."
Cadeau grabbed Hammy's paw and together they ran towards a green wooded path. Turning left at a fork, they came to a tall hedge. Unable to go further, they turned back, only to meet another hedge.
"I think we're lost again, Cadeau."
"I'm sure you can help Cadeau and Hammy out of the hat maze they've entered. Try Magic Playbook Activity 14 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
From all of us here at the Cadeau Kids Pod, see you next month for our next Land of Hearts adventure.